Hello, everybody. This is Obese to Gains, or David. This is my wife, Brittany.
Hi.
How are y'all doing? Hope y'all are having a great day. It is Monday. It is actually 6:37, so 7 minutes past. We said we were going to do it, but oh wow, we're alive now. So this is just kind of a topic of 20 minutes flat. And
or less.
Or less from what she said. But anyway, we're going to sit here talking about, I want to ask her some questions on coming from the woman's side of being losing weight, being in the fitness industry, struggles, what some victories she had overcome, what some stuff that she has struggled with that she had overcome and that she may still struggle with. So with that being said, the first question is, what is it like for you to be in the fitness industry as a woman?
It has its challenges, it definitely does, but the beautiful thing is to be able to work on yourself fully, invest in yourself, and not focus on others, focus on yourself, focus on the fact that you're improving your health, you're improving your body, you're improving everything of your life, and you're gaining strength, you're gaining confidence, you're gaining so much more than what the outside can present.
Those are some good words. I know coming from my side of it, there's so many challenges. Of course, there's different parts of different areas of the fitness industry, whether you're doing bodybuilding. Me and Brittany are doing the weight loss industry part of it. And so in that aspect of it, there's a bunch of different challenges and struggles. Of course, with me, one of the major things I've had to struggle with was having to sit there and I'm a major people pleaser. I want to make everyone happy. And so my biggest thing is trying to make sure that I'm doing it for me and not for everybody else. And that's been one of my major struggles over the last couple of years. And even now, I still have to conquer it. Sometimes I have my good days and my bad days, but that's everybody. They have their days where they're good at stuff. They're having struggling with it, and then other days they're doing great at it. All you can do is just work on it, try to conquer it as best you can that day and forward to the next day. So with that being said, what are some of the struggles that you struggle with as a woman being in the industry that you struggle with on a daily basis?
I think you already asked me this question, but in some way, I think it's being content in the moment that you are or the season that you are in, because so many days can coincide with each other, and it just seems like you're spinning in a circle, especially if you do literally wake up, get ready for work, or whether you do cardio in the morning, go to work, and then come back and train in the evenings, or however you set up your trainings. I think the biggest thing is having a schedule, sticking to it, and sometimes just spins and spins and spins, and it feels like you're getting nowhere. And I think that's where we tend to lose the sight of what our goals truly are in the long term.
And for me, that is also one of my biggest struggles, is because I want to see the results now. And we've had our last couple trainers, and our trainer now, Souls, even said this is a process. It just doesn't happen overnight. Our first trainer indicated that, told me, like, you getting up to 500 pounds didn't happen overnight, and you losing this weight is not going to happen overnight. It's going to work on it. It's going to be a process. So that's the biggest thing they have to remember, is that it's going to be a process. It's going to take work, and just like anything you do in life, it's going to take work. So, just try to do your best at working at it and have accountability. Have people that you answer to, whether it's a coach, a friend, a mentor, whoever it may be, have that person that you answer to. And that if you're struggling with something, talk to them and say, hey, man, my eating plan is kind of rough today. And just sit there and just talk for 30 minutes, 20 minutes, however long it may be, and then go on, eat your next meal, and go from there. And so what have been some of your greatest victories in the last 2.5 years you've been losing weight?
Well, obviously, the greatest victory is losing over 125 pounds. And yes, with this COVID pandemic that we are currently in, yes, I've been maintaining my weight. I'm not worried about my weight. I know that I will never go back to the 300-plus-pound woman that I was. I've learned my nutrition over the last 2.5 years. I've stayed disciplined. I've stayed the course. Yes, I have stuff off track. But at the end of the day, I know I can pull myself back without my coach getting on to me or you know, someone pointing out something, because at the end of the day, it matters to me. It doesn't matter to anyone else. And how I feel, majority of the time, is how I feel, how my digestive issues. I'm allergic to gluten. And the feeling of having gluten and stuff in my body, it just doesn't sit well. I can sit there and eat gluten one day and I'm up 2 to 3 pounds just because of the intolerance I have. So with having dietary issues, I tend to sit there and focus and nail my nutrition, because at the end of the day, my energy levels are there and I can perform better at work overall in general. And I think that's one of my greatest victories, learning how to tackle nutrition. And a lot of people don't know how to tackle their nutrition. A lot of people depend on their coach to hand them the meal plans, to hand them the recipes, to hand them everything. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how many times they hand you all the resources. It's up to you to apply it.
Exactly. And one of some of my greatest victories, of course, is being over 500 pounds. And currently I'm sitting at about 314. And I've, of course, been maintaining most of this year since the whole pandemic has happened, fluctuating between 307 and 314. But one of my biggest victories has been losing that to about 200 pounds and being able to keep it off and not gaining that weight back like I have in the past. Because before, I've done so many diets, I would gain the weight, I'll lose the weight, gain the weight back, lose the weight, gain more weight back. So finally, I mean, I just got discouraged because I was doing the diet limbo game, up, down, up, down, up, down. And so it took me having to get a coach, someone I was accountable to, that would not only would send me the meal plans, but taught me the importance of nutrition. And because my mindset at the beginning, I always thought was that it was all about the gym. But of course, I was wrong, because I think stats say 80, 90% of the work goes into nutrition. And only 10-20% is the actual gym. So that was my hardest part, was grasping nutrition and what foods do what and how the foods help me. And for me, of course, eating every two to three hours, it has helped a lot on my energy level, like Brittany said. And so instead of feeling tired all the time, I have noticed that my energy goes to a level and stays that level throughout the whole day. I mean, I do have my days where I'm tired, but for the most part, it is exactly, I mean, I stayed energized. I'm able to do more things, whether I go play basketball, play softball, go mow the yard after pulling an 8-10 hour shift. So it's just the aspect of being able to do more things. And I guess some of my victories is being able to do the small things like mowing the grass, playing basketball, changing the oil in the car, because at that point I was not able to do that because I was so big, so heavy, and I physically could not do that stuff. So those have been some of my victories, and being able to learn nutrition along with my wife. And she's taught me some stuff on nutrition. Our trainer, coach, has taught us a lot of stuff. And I'm excited to keep learning, because there's always new things out there. Like she said, she's allergic to gluten. I'm allergic to dairy. And so that's been kind of a fun ride. I love milk. I love ice cream. So not being able to eat that, it's been a big struggle. But in the end, I feel so much better body-wise. My body feels good, and I don't feel so sluggish. I don't feel so tired because I'm not eating that junk. Now, with that being said, I mean, every so often, maybe want to have a water burger, maybe go have a small ice cream, but it's just that one time. We're not doing it, as long as we don't fall off the deep end, we don't do consistently, we're going to keep losing the weight because we're staying consistent in our nutrition. And on to the next question. What is it like to sit there and do this alongside with me and your husband? How's that feel? What's the pros and cons of how that affect you in a positive way or negative way?
Definitely being in a couple in the gym, you have like-minded goals as a couple. You sit there and try to achieve things together, whether it's being able to perform a certain exercise. For instance, when we first joined the gym in 2016, there wasn't an ounce in us that we could do a push-up. Or we're still working on, for instance, pull-ups. It takes an amount of strength to sit there and be able to do a pull-up. Even someone that's skinny, or, you know, that is toned, still has problems, you know, doing a pull-up or doing a push-up. It's all about strength and how you can sit there and achieve it. And think the biggest thing is, the biggest reward is, not a lot of people can go into a gym with their spouse and train, because either the one of them is more focused on a certain, you know, regimen, or they want to do more reps, high reps, low intensity, whatever the case may be. But when you're doing it together and you're doing it as a couple, it creates just a healthy relationship with you and your spouse. I'm not saying it's going to cure all the problems, because it's not. But at the end of the day, you can sit there and do something with your spouse, whether it's sitting there going for a walk or going to work out. Most of the time, me and Dave train together, you know, throughout the week. But there are times where we just go and we just train by ourselves, because at the end of the day, it's about us. It's about ourselves, about pulling each other in, and about focusing on each other and individually.
Exactly. And I know I thoroughly enjoy it, training with the wife, training with Brittany, because, like she said, it's a way for us to connect and do something together. Some people love going hiking all the time. Some people like going kayaking or mowing the yard together. There's a long list of stuff you can do together that may make y'all grow together as a couple. And this is one of the things, because we're both in the mindset to lose weight, get healthy, get fit, that this is enables us to try to get closer together. And of course, there's many other things we do that we try to find to do that we can grow together as a couple on top of losing weight. Now, that being said, there are times that we do work out separately, like she said, and that's more just to remind us that, hey, I'm here, not only I'm doing this for me, mainly I'm doing it for me just so then I can be a better spouse to her, and same for her, that she can be a better spouse to me. Because we got to fully focus on ourselves, so then we can be better as a general sense of being a better person. And when doing the weights, now obviously, I may lift heavier than she does, and you may ask, hey, that's kind of a, when I'm doing 1,000-pound leg press and she's doing like a 600-pound leg press, yes, there's that 400 pounds. That's a lot of weight we had to push off, pull on. But in the end, it is so worth it, because we're doing it together. We're reaching about once a month, we'll try to sit there and we'll reach our own personal PR. To sit there, whether it's a leg press or bench press or deadlifts or leg extension, whatever it may be, we'll pick one thing that month, say, hey, you know what, I want to try to set a new PR for this. And we may or may not reach it. Sometimes we fail at it. Sometimes we may succeed at it. But when we fail at it, it's like, okay, what can I learn from the situation of me failing at my PR? What can I do better? What can I build up better to sit there and be better at my next PR next month? So always set new goals. Don't set humongous goals that seem almost impossible to do. Set up small goals that say, hey, I want to lose 15 pounds this week or this month. I want to try to lose 15 pounds, and I want to try to move up this month 20 pounds in weights this month. Or it may be simple as, hey, I want to move up 10 pounds in my deadlift this month or in my bench press. There's nothing wrong with only moving up 10 pounds, because guess what? That was 10 pounds more than you were doing last month. And eventually, before you know it, the next month you're going up 20 pounds or 30 pounds. And without you not even thinking about it, just because you're being staying consistent and you're working out and setting up new PRs.
Yeah, I definitely think that a lot of people go into the gym and they can sit there and pull off a certain weight, but it doesn't matter how much weight you can pull. If you're straining your body in some type of way, yes, I'm not an expert, but from what my coach has taught me and what I've observed of other people, don't just sling the weight just because you can sling it. If you cannot control it in a proper form, there's no reason for you to be swinging it. Learn how to do it at a lower weight and conquer the form and accomplish that. And once you accomplish that, you can sit there and succeed and go to a higher weight and be able to not pop. When you're popping, 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 there's no form in that. And I think if you can control it, you're more stronger. If you can sit there, let's say doing the lat press, when you're going down, controlling it, you know, pulling it down and then letting it go, pulling it down constantly, if you can control it, then that creates the greater tension, within yourself, whatever you're training, and then your form becomes better over time, and you learn to accomplish that form through all the techniques and all the things that you do on your exercises.
Exactly. Form is everything. Our trainer now, Celinda, has drilled that into us that having a phenomenal form is better than going up in weight. If you cannot go up in weight because you're working on your form, there's nothing wrong with that, guys. Because when you have bad form, guess what's going to happen? You're going to end up injuring yourself, and then you're going to have to take 3 to 6 months, if not longer, away from the gym because you had bad form and you end up blowing out your back, shoulder, whatever it may be. So when you go to the gym, make sure you have great form, guys. Work on your form, and even if it takes 3 months before you move up in weight, make sure you have phenomenal form, because form is everything. Because for me, I was going up in weight, but my form was terrible. Then we started working out with Soul, and she was like, no, you're going down in weight. I'm like, but I love flinging weight. And she was like, I don't care. You're going down in weight because your form is terrible. And then I went down in weight, and guess what? I found out that I was actually getting more sore because I was having a proper form, and the muscles in my body was able to actually work the way they needed to with the mind to muscle connection. So with that being said, yeah, just make sure you have a proper form, just like Brittany said, because in the long run, you're saving your body and you're treating your body correctly the way it needs to be treated. So anything else you want to add?
I definitely agree, especially when we first hired Soul as a trainer. Me and Soul didn't have the greatest friendship, relationship, and not a lot of people actually know that. I had a hard connection with her just because of the fact I had no gym experience whatsoever. I mean, when I went into the gym, I knew nothing. I didn't know what a certain machine was. I mean, you name it, the exercises. I remember one time particularly, she had me on this machine and I was doing something and I had already gotten done through the 20 reps that she wanted done. And she looked at the whole entire time me doing the 20 reps, and she was like, no, what are you doing? Get it back on there. And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm already done. I did 20. She was like, I don't care. Your form is crap. Get on there and I'm going to show you how to do it. And so every time my form, and there were several training sessions where I had horrible form, and she made me do 20 reps. It didn't matter if she was calling for 30 reps or 10 reps. If my form was not there, every single rep was added to that until I mastered it. And we did not move on to the next circuit, the next exercise, without that being accomplished in the way that she wanted it accomplished. And I think that's something that we need to remember, is just because you're training individually or training with a group, make sure that the form is there and you're feeling the connection, mind-muscle connection, however you say it. Because nothing else matters when you're not in there. If you're just going through the motions, if you're not investing in yourself in the moment that you're there, what's the point? What's the point of you wasting an hour, 20 minutes, an hour and a half? I mean, do you want the time to benefit you or do you not?
Exactly. So we've learned a lot in the last couple of years, in the last about 2.5 years. And definitely a lot of learning. We have learned a lot. If you've ever seen us in the gym, come by and say, hey. If you're looking for a trainer, Soul is definitely one of the best trainers we've dealt with. So even if you don't go with her, when you're looking for a trainer, make sure you connect with the trainer. If not on a personal level, make sure you connect with them on a professional level. Because if you can't trust your trainer to the point that you can go to them and say, hey, I'm struggling with this, or this particular food makes me feel this way, then you have no business training with them, guys. So make sure you connect with your trainer. Me and Brittany, we connect with our trainer, Soul, on our professional level as well as a personal level, guys. And we know that we can go to her for anything. And, of course, we have friends in the fitness industry that we can also go to, too, when we're struggling. And it's just great to have a great people who are in the same mindset in the fitness industry that you are in, of trying to be healthy, trying to live a longer life, because, I mean, in the end, that's what it's all about, living a healthier, longer life so you can be there for your kids, for your family, for your wife, and have no regrets because physically you can't do it. I mean, I've been able to do so much stuff with Brittany now that I've been able to do so much weight, and I feel happier. I feel great. I can go out there and ride a bike now, and I haven't been able to do that in 20 plus years because I've been so big. So make sure you stay healthy, stay fit. Like I always say, excuses don't get results, so quit making excuses so you can get the results that you need. And with that being said, I think we're about the 20-minute mark.
And
we are right at the 20
minute. Knew it.
But we're about 24 seconds out past the 20-minute mark. So with that being said, we're going to call it a night. Thank you, Brittany, for coming on here with me as my first guest on my podcast. And I look forward to having her again on the podcast. Again, eventually, maybe. She says no, but I may have to pay her to come on the podcast again, guys. But hope you learned from something from tonight on this podcast. And I'm planning on having other guests on here as well throughout the rest of this year, and whether it's in person or we do live on here, and we do it that way, guys. So if you ever have any questions, contact us. If you need an accountability partner, get a hold of me or Brittany, and we will try to be your accountability partner if you need someone to talk to on whatever you're struggling with, guys. Looking forward to seeing you on the gym around town. Be safe, and I hope you have a great day.
And just remember, if you hire a coach, they're your coach first, not your friend.